Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
But there was a big op-ed in yesterday's paper, and it was written by a guy who said, no, it should stay there. Jack, you're on WGN Radio. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, John. How are you today?
Really good. So your last name is pronounced, I don't know how to pronounce it, Jack.
It's Modulesky.
Modulesky. And by the way, this is an interesting op-ed that you wrote. You also had something to do with the, what was it, Better Government Association?
Yeah, I've actually been on the board of the Better Government Association for the past 10 years or so. An organization that's been in Chicago putting a spotlight on corruption and good government sometimes for the last 98 years.
There's two things I want to talk to you about, but let's start with where we are right now. And your point is not that we should allow it to stay up, the word Trump on the Trump Tower. You weren't saying we need to honor contracts, even if we don't like the contracts, the contract's a contract. That really wasn't the thrust of your point, was it?
No, it wasn't. I think my point was a personal one, not speaking on behalf of Better Government Association or any organization, because I walk past that building or near that building almost every day. I live down in Streeterville, and I've thought about this a lot in the last few weeks, and I come from the opinion that the old George Santayana quote that those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And I know that to many, that sign glares down at you and has for the past 6.5 years. It's Godzilla-like. But nevertheless, I think it will trigger memories about what the man as president represented and why perhaps he was eventually rejected by the voters last November, and all the terrible things that he said about Chicago while he was in office. The sign now kind of reverts back to a corporate logo, but I think it's still important that people remember perhaps some of the good and a lot of the bad of his administration.
So if it were an Andrew Jackson statue, if it was a statue for Balboa, you would, Balbo, you would say, let's leave that there as well.
You know, I wrestled with this last summer when that was such a hot issue, not only Balboa, but Columbus. And yeah. I know that Balboa had a fascist background. Andrew Jackson, certainly looking back in time, has been controversial. You could say the same thing about Ulysses S. Grant.
Sure.
The problem here is that with many of those statues around the city, most Chicagoans don't even know that they're there or have forgotten that they're there or don't pay a great attention to them unless there's a protest. The Trump sign is there every day in people's face in one of the most busy intersections of the city. And I think that's why it's been referred to in all the ways that Blair Kamen or former Mayor Rahm Emanuel or my own Alderman Brendan Riley has called it, you know, a tacky, ostentatious ode to the man's corrupt narcissism. If you did a man on the street poll, I'm sure a very high percentage would say, you know, the sign should come down. But I think one of the points I was trying to make in the commentary was what kind of bar are you setting as the city council if the only reason you can come up with for trying to take the sign down is someone being convicted for treason and sedition, which at this point doesn't look like it may happen,
That's
although
right.
we may be surprised.
Okay, but that's interesting. That's the end of the thought. I thought you were going to say, however, because Donald Trump probably will not be convicted of treason. He probably will not be impeached. He's been impeached. He probably won't be convicted. So the ordinance in the city won't have any teeth. The sign stays. And your point is, let's leave that up there and make it a reminder of who the man was, good or bad, maybe mostly bad, but leave it up there as a reminder for where we were at that point in time, right?
Exactly, John. And I think that is what will happen here, barring, you know, something crazy like the building being struck by lightning as it was in 2016 and the sign falling off on its own.
Wow, I missed that. That happened in the year of the election, 2016? How do I not remember that? Wow.
It actually happened on election night, I believe.
Oh, it did not. You're making this up. This is all...
No, I'm not.
This is
a
hoax.
Look it up.
Wow. Okay. Well, it's an interesting take, and I understand it. You know, I think, though, the visceral reaction for a lot of people is all you need. If your gut says, I don't like that, I don't think Donald Trump is going to be forgotten anytime soon. So, you know, we don't have, I don't know, a George Washington monument, but I know who George Washington was. So I think people more want it removed, not because of the logic of your argument, but just because they don't like that reminder. And by the way, it's exclusive, right? It's not like Hancock has Hancock or Willis has Willis there. So why have we carved out a special exception for, of all people, Donald Trump? I think it kind of piles up that way, you know?
Exactly. And I think people who walk by will look all around in all directions and see very few signs, maybe a few on hotels, the Kemper Building across the street from the Trump Tower. But that's the good thing, the absence of these glaring corporate logo signs that we enjoy in Chicago.
Hey, I got to go, but I had one last question for you, and it's a longer conversation, but just give me your thoughts on this. I ride the CTA every day. Recently, I saw somebody get mugged, and we've been following the stories of not just carjackings, but violence on the L. Should the business community in Chicago take more of a leadership role on ensuring that public transportation is safe and people are willing to come back town and ride the CTA system?
Absolutely. I mean, the short answer is yes, because I think the business community has to support anything that makes commuters and certainly their own employees safe in commuting to work when that's going to happen again en masse.
I think you're right. And if I just may, my frustration has been I haven't seen that. I haven't seen the CTA take ownership of it. It's the CPD to police the CTA system. So neither of them seem to be, to me, sufficiently progressive about what they're going to do. And the business community is just kind of looking the other way, hoping this problem goes away. I don't think it is. We want people to come back downtown. I think we have to do more to ensure that the public transportation system is safe.
Right. Which is why I think that the business community should weigh in on that. Safety and security in on our streets is a huge issue right now, as you well know.
Not why I called you, but I want to sound off on that when I get a chance, and you seem to be a good person to hear me out on that. Jack Mujaleski got an interesting op-ed in the Tribune yesterday, Leave the Sign On, Chicago's Trump Tower. Let's visit again, Jack. It's nice to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Let's do it again, John.